Hi, Ed.
Hello.
How are you? How are you doing today? Hear me? No? Okay.
Hello, everyone. Mark, you've never looked better.
How dare you? Just for that, I'd like to put my video on for a long time, so you're forced to confront this better-looking version of me, apparently.
It's the eyes.
Oh, you're saying my actual eyes are ugly? Wow. Okay.
No.
Hey, guys.
I've
Me,
been.
Elaine.
Hey, Elaine.
Hey guys, something's wrong with my video. Do you agree?
I can see you.
Okay, I guess it's on my side. It's not very clear for me.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
Long time no see.
Yeah, I know. I've been away out of town for a few times past few months.
Right.
Back.
Kira, do you know if we're expecting anyone else today?
I was waiting on Bruce Ito.
Okay. Cool. And do you know, I wonder if we have quorum right now. Do we
We
have, do you know if we have excused absences today?
Yes, we have one, two, three. We have six excused absences.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like we're gonna have quorum.
Should we go ahead and start, you guys? Or do you want to wait a little bit to see who else comes on?
If we got quorum, might as well go.
Yeah, okay. All right, you guys, let's start at exactly, I don't even know what time it is anymore. 3:03.
3:03.
Okay. Let's go ahead with introductions. Do a roll call just to find out who's here.
Ed, give me a burp.
Oh, you're asking me to call on people. No problem. Mark Molnar, council staff. Ed already introduced himself. Elaine, I think you already introduced yourself. Ron.
I'm here.
Ron Hernandez,
Yes,
council member.
Ron Hernandez. Anyway,
JP.
JP Soto, council member.
Kevin.
Evan Hutchcroft, HHS.
Mark Molnar, council staff. Kira.
Kara, council staff.
Alina.
Lena Clark, council staff.
Okay. How about we go ahead and approve September 9th draft agenda?
So I can pull that up on my screen.
Yeah.
Everyone see this okay? Just going to slowly scroll through. So we have boilerplate, approving agenda, minutes, announcements. Then we have resource allocation, just coming from community engagement. Then we have our monthly demographic report, some attendance updates, renewals, And that's about it. Any changes or additions?
Okay. All right, hearing none, the vote to approve the agenda. Anything?
Okay, and here are the minutes from last month. Okay. Slowly scrolling through. Agenda minutes approved, boilerplate stuff. No announcements. There was one minor change to the demographic report with the same target areas as usual. Attendance sent to Thomas, discussion around Oren and his renewal. Discussion around Helen's renewal as well. Eric resigned. We also did the carry forward allocation last month, which was run through the committees and then approved at full council as well. We had a discussion, or rather a hold on a discussion on in-person meetings due to the Delta variant, since no one's really meeting in person right now. Any changes or additions?
I'd like to move to accept.
Okay. All right, hearing no opposed. All right, how about we review and approve? I'm sorry, Melina, it didn't pop up the screen until just right now on mine, but go ahead and approve the August 12 minutes.
Great, thank you, Elaine.
All right, that's why I was a little bit confused. It just wasn't coming up.
And I just put the agenda back up just so folks okay. can reference it as well.
All right.
And it sounds like next we have announcements and public comment.
Any announcements we have to still approve the minutes, guys. Sorry, I'm just a little rushed having to get out of with errands.
Oh, that's okay. I think that I just pulled those up and I think JP, was that you that moved to approve the minutes?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like minutes are all set already.
Okay.
So I believe we can move to announcements if there are any.
Is there any announcements still?
That's his hand up.
Hi, this is Bruce. I have no announcements, but I did join late. I just wanted to let you know I'm here.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Bruce.
I have an announcement and also just an actual agenda change request. I'm sorry, Melina, I should have mentioned this to you earlier. If you all don't mind, can we switch 8 and 7? I'm going to have to leave this meeting early. I do want to be able to be here for part of the attendance report as well as for resource allocation. So if you don't mind, demographic information update can come after agenda item 8. Is that okay with everyone?
Sure. Yeah, Mark.
My announcement is just related to this month. We have two committees that have been pushed to a week later. So the two committees that would normally occur next week, Council Affairs and Steering, have been pushed to the following week. So that they're no longer on the 14th and the 17th. They are on the 21st and the 23rd. And also a reminder, of course, that this month is the our allocation and prioritization summit. This will just mean that the meeting will be about a half hour longer. I've sent you all your prioritization worksheets. I've not received them back from everyone. So please do fill those out and email back to me. If you are unable to fill out and send back to me, it can always be done over the phone as well. Just email me. And even though I'm out next week, the following week, I'm happy to call someone up and just get your priority rankings verbally. But please do fill that out. I'm going to try to get as many of those as possible. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Is there any more announcements? I only have one little tiny small one. Way here in Marin County, we're already focusing and planning for our October, mid-October. We call it our four community meeting. We are kind of doing it live, but we're doing it in Zoom. So it's going to be interesting to see who shows up and what shows up online. So I just wanted to give you guys a little heads up on that. Okay. So moving on. So Mark, you want to go ahead and do?
Sure thing. If you can stop sharing, Melina, then I'll share on my side.
Okay.
All right. So we see here the motion that's coming from community engagement. It's actually three separate motions, and we'll have to be three separate roll call votes because this, of course, involves funding. The motion on the floor from community engagement for increased funding is if increased funding occurs, which is improbable, it has happened, but it's improbable, the council will reconvene to discuss this positive development, this scenario. So motions on the floor does not need to be moved or seconded. Any discussion of this motion? No? Okay, then we're going to go right to a roll call vote. Motion on the floor is for increased funding. Ed Chitty?
Yes.
Ron Hernandez?
Yes.
JP Soto? JP Soto?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did video, but not mute. Yes, sorry.
Elaine Flores?
Yes.
Kevin Hutchcroft?
Abstain.
Thank you. Bruce Ito?
Yes.
All right. Next motion on the floor from committee is flat funding. The scenario is if funding remains at the current level, service category resource allocation will remain level across all categories. Of course, this is the most statistically improbable of the scenarios, but just in case. Any questions or comments on this flat funding scenario? Seeing none, we'll go in reverse order there. Bruce Ito.
Yes.
Kevin Hutchcroft.
Abstain.
Elaine Flores.
Yes.
JP Soto. JP Soto.
Yes.
Ron Hernandez.
Yes.
Ed Chitty.
Yes.
Motion passes and will, along with increased funding, be moved on to the Council of Affairs Committee. And then the final and probably statistically most probable scenario is decreased funding. In the event of decreased funding, for the first 10% of reductions, allocation for services that are covered under California's Essential Health Benefits Package will be reduced proportionately. You can see at the bottom here that those services are outlined. If further reduction is allocation is required, reductions will occur proportionally across all service categories. And so that's on the floor now and available for your comments and thoughts. Any? Nope. Okay, looks like did we lose JP? Oh no, there he's back.
I'm so sorry, I have really horrible reception.
No worries, no worries. Okay, then I will do a roll call vote in order of favorites. Ron Hernandez.
Yes.
Kevin Hutchcroft. Elaine Flores.
Yes.
Bruce Ito.
Yes.
JP Soto. JP Soto. Frozen. Ed Chitty.
Yes.
One last time for JP Soto. Okay. Well, motion still carries. All three of these will be going to Council Affairs a week after next. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Mark. So do we want to go, if that's it, do you want to go back to the We're still on number 7. Do we want to still continue?
Oh, that was number 6. So we're on 7 now, which is the council member attendance report.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Okay. You're muted.
I believe last time we put the conversation around Oren's renewal on hold, waiting to hear back from Mark. So I think I'll pass it over to Mark.
Sure thing. So I have heard back from Oren. It was a text message a couple weeks ago. He did not actually refer to the renewal application at all in the text message. It was simply letting me know that he had turned in another form called the 700 form, that he would be turning that in the following Monday. And unfortunately, that form still was never turned in. And I texted him back about, well, we do need your renewal application. I received no reply. And I've received no text response from him since that message from him over 2 weeks ago. It was a curious text message for sure. As he was responding to a text message I had sent him maybe 2 months prior. So the decision you have before you is to whether or not to renew Oren Allen. You do not have a renewal application, and he has certainly not spoken to me directly about interest or non-interest in coming back on or staying on.
Well, this is a question I would like to ask everybody. Do we continue still keeping him on and just keeping his name there, or do we just go ahead and say thank you, and in the future, if he wants to rejoin, he can do so? Any opinions, everybody?
Well, I had a question on the agenda. It says voting on a letter of probation. Is that what we're voting on, or is
no? That's just a notification that it was sent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are automatically generated based on attendance requirements, and the membership committee is notified. Sometimes we ask if we should send it if there's a special circumstance, but in this case, it's merely notifying you that that was sent. It did look like Ron had his hand up as well.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if he's not actively renewing his application, and I think that we should wait until he sends in an application. So I'm not going to go for renewing him this time.
Okay.
Well, not to be a party people here, but how long have we been waiting?
We have been waiting quite a while. If we go Ron Hernandez's route, sorry, Ron, I don't know why that is hard for me to pronounce, then he simply is not going to automatically be renewed. He'll no longer be a member of the council. However, he can certainly feel free to turn in a new application if he shows interest. So in some ways, like, your default is to let it roll. And if you let it roll, so to speak, that means he's not going to be renewed. We do not have an automatic renewal process. People do need to turn in renewal applications.
See, Ed?
Wasn't that sort of what we discussed as a possibility of this playing itself out, that if he did not renew it or show up to a committee meeting or something, that then because of the length of time, it automatically removes him from the council with the proviso that he can reapply, you know, at any time?
Yes. You do not even have a renewal application to review to vote on.
Yeah.
So unless you decided to do a special circumstance to renew someone who had not submitted an application, which would be the first time this has ever happened, then the default, I'm not sure you would even need to vote on it, is that, okay, the membership ended. You know, membership do end, and if they're not renewed, then they're over.
Right.
Wait.
Go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry.
We need an application. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
And so my understanding is that at the end of this meeting, he then is no longer a member of the council?
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page.
Yeah. And again, I'm not even seeing the necessity for a vote because there's no application for you all to consider a yes or a no.
Right.
It just, you know, council members have terms, and his term is over.
Right. So I would believe, yeah, Ed, we would just go ahead and deny for this meeting. He's no longer a member.
Okay. Well, then I will do my due diligence and let Oren know. I'll text him. I'll ask that Melina or Dave email him and exit interview, as we do with everyone, of course, to fill out. And in my text, I'll also let him know that if you decide to come back, if he decides he wants to come back, he should submit an actual application. Since his term is over, it would not be a renewal application, it would be a new one, which is basically, you know, what he's already done before. So he'll have that opportunity, and we shall see what we see.
Okay, Mark, thanks.
Sure. If you're finished with Oren right now, I need to go. I'm so sorry. And bid you all a good rest of your day and night.
All right, you too. Have a good little vacation too.
Bye, Mark.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys. I'm still kind of surprised with the Thomas Noble thing. Somebody want to explain that to me?
I think quickly before we move on to Thomas, or I guess I could quickly give an update. Thomas attended full council last month. So that means since council affairs was pushed a week later, we still need to see if Thomas attends council affairs. And then they'll be off of the notice of attendance situation. Yeah.
Is that he sounded so surprised on full meeting. So,
okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
Although it was not my idea to put on the agenda.
Well, it's just an automatic process. But so far Thomas has attended the one meeting there has been since last membership. So things are looking good so far. Okay. And I actually do have Helen's renewal application, so I can pull that up now.
Okay, okay.
Hello, I just want to let folks know that I actually decided to call in since I kept on dropping from the Zoom call.
Okay, thank you.
So that's me on the phone.
Thanks, JP.
Sorry about that.
No, welcome back, JP.
I don't know about these new, brand new buildings. They don't seem to work very well all the time.
Is everyone seeing this okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just slowly scroll through. Let me know if you need me to slow down.
Oh, fine.
Okay. Yeah. Signs. I think that's about it.
Okay.
So do we have a motion to renew?
I move to renew.
Or any discussion?
I'll move to renew Helen Lynn's application.
Second.
And second.
Was that Ron then Ed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Ron and Ed.
Cool. Sounds like if there's no objection, then motion is approved by consensus.
Okay.
Hey, all right.
We talked about Thomas.
And I've not seen anything else prior to 7.
I will pull up the demographic reports.
Okay.
So this is the Aries report for this month. So nothing has changed since last month. We still are under for non-aligned consumers, as well as youth, Latinx folks. Yeah, so nothing has changed here with our target demographics for recruitment. So that's the Aries report. The EPI report also looks pretty similar. We're under for Latinx and Native non-aligned consumers, as well as again, under for youth, significantly under. Does anyone have any questions about the demographic report?
No, but I do would like to have some more open discussion with this group Because over here in Marin, we do kind of really go over what we need as much of what we're looking for. And I mean, same here, we need more consumers. But how are we going to reach out to them? How, what is the tools that we can actually do better ourselves and having consumers join in this council? What do we need? What is the tools that we need, or any suggestion of what we can better, including members? You know, mine, it's a topic that I think San Francisco needs to have more, especially this committee, because we are the recruitment. So I was just kind of hoping that we can have more discussion and trying to get those consumers back into the council. Especially, sorry, Melina, Latinos.
Well, I know a lot of those who are potentially eligible to be on the council have trouble with technology. So they're not very savvy with it, or they just don't have the equipment. Right. Often they are those who like to be involved in a social way. So doing it through Zoom is not really enticing them. So I don't think that group of people will be unable to be reached until we all meet in person.
Well, yeah, and I think you bring up a good point in terms of outreach. Mm-hmm. I think that's always been a struggle of how to reach some of these underrepresented communities. And, you know, I don't have a good answer for that. I mean, in my case, I work with a lot of nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, appealing to these nonprofits to appeal to their staff and to their constituents, their clients to join has been, I've gotten some leads. In fact, I have two right now. I don't want to jinx myself, but one of them is Latinx. The other is Pacific Islander, you know, and it's hard. It's hard to know how to describe what the council does and you know, its impact and how they can make a difference. And, you know, I think for a lot of people too, this monthly commitment, as we found on memberships, it can be hard for some people to attend consistently. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's a good question for the group, how we can better do outreach and reach some of these targeted populations.
I think a lot of it, the younger and many times people of color are working more than one job just to be able to live in the city. And that what tiny bit of free time that they have is not necessarily that they want to spend it on a council. And particularly with the young, they may be looking for jobs, jumping from jobs, you know, just trying to survive out on the streets. And again, this is a group, you know, that would be actually very beneficial for the council to have, because they can show us where there are gaps, huge gaps in the safety net. But getting people to commit to the time, I think is the biggest issue.
I will add also that the COLA and needs assessments are currently underway, and these have been historically places where we have recruited council members. So hopefully we'll be able to find someone new. You know, I think all of you are bringing up great points. It is a bigger time commitment, and technology can be a barrier for some folks. But just to update and reassure you all that outreach is happening as part of the COLA needs assessment this year.
And right now, it is time. I'm sorry, Ron, go ahead. Do you have a question?
No, it was JP. I'm sorry. I was just going to say that's fantastic. I actually didn't know that we used the COLA needs assessments as a vehicle to do that. That's smart and fantastic.
Thanks, JP. Yeah, we're not, you know, trying to, like, our main goal is in gathering information from folks, but we do, you know, inform people about what the council does, and we provide an open avenue of communication. I almost said communication. if folks are interested in learning more and getting involved, we want it to be really accessible to.
Well, I was going to say, is it's not easy here too. That's a sugarcoat program, but since we're having our barriers and try to get regular consumers onto the council, and we're kind of hoping with this forum meeting that's coming up that we'll get some applications, because we're turning them, when we get this forum meeting, we're going to have some applications. And we'll talk a little bit about the council, but hopefully that would help. I just wanted to have that discussion here, the same with San Francisco, because it would just try to figure out what our barriers are happening. And I know right now, it's not the world's greatest to get anybody to join any type of kind of organization or council because of what's still going on with COVID and the Delta. So, I tell everybody here, we just have to do it slow day by day. So I'm trying to figure out how do we do that here with San Francisco. Do we do it day by day and just, focus on more consumers instead of, providers? It just seems like there's a whole lot of barriers right now, just trying to maneuver in which way we can do something without having to be blocked by everything. That's why I was asking everybody if you guys had any strong ideas, that we can look forward in the future, or start now, or whatever we want to do. I just want to make
this is JP. I think that we've all, actually, in all my years that I've been on the council, I think we've always struggled with this. And I think a lot of work has been done over the years to really make the council more accessible for especially consumers in terms of being, culturally sensitive and what are some of the other things that we've done over the years? I'm sorry, it's been a day here. But just competency in general, just to make it more accessible and open. Now, COVID has kind of thrown an entirely different wrench into that. But I think that we normally rely on council members that are actually on the council to reach out to their constituents and other folks that they know in order to get the word out. I think that's mostly been the most success that we've had in the past, other than other strategies that council support does. And I think that it's a very smart way to, directly, connect with those folks that are in the community as we're doing work with them or getting feedback from them. But I think a lot of it goes back to just an ask to the entire body during our meeting saying, we really are looking for these folks and continuing that conversation to keep it in their head so that when they're, when they're working or thinking about it, that, they might identify someone.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I hear things, if we talk about a subject about it in full council or even in stirring, I always get the, we do need this, but it's like, okay, we know we need, but I don't want to hear the long, I want to hear, we have to do something about it. Let's get on it. I know it's hard. We all know it's hard. So it's like, it's just having to try to find those little tiny loopholes that we go around certain things. Just getting it out there, finding better wording when we talk to the community. How do we convince them it's worth its while?
Have we ever had a presence at any of the street fairs? I know people usually partying and things there, but a lot of times if you have something to hand out, that when they get back, home and they go through their pockets, they find it and say, this may be something that I'm interested in.
I think I've made that suggestion before for a gay pride and also for the Castro Street Fair. I don't know. We didn't really go through with it. I forgot why. I'm not sure. But that could be a good idea, Ed.
It might have been the cost of the booth or something.
Well, like for instance, there is a big, I think it's on the 18th, in the Latino community. I'm so sorry, you guys, when I hear the word Latinx to me and to a lot of Latinos, Latinx is like an insult. So I try to buy the tent as much as I can. Sometimes I can't. But anyways, there's a big Latino lowrider event that's happening. I just want to see if we can go out to those kind of little benefits. But then again, I think about, we have the canal area, which is really tough because they all get afraid because reasons of ice and everything like that here. So we are working on trying to find better routes to make them feel comfortable, because we do have a big Latino community here as well. So it's just having to try to figure out barriers. We have the, don't we have another big event that's coming on, if it's still being planned, with the September, with the, was it Fleet Week and stuff like that? I mean, trying to find different areas where we can get to the, if it's even standing around, like I see, I was in the Castro yesterday with my bro, seeing, you know, flyers being posted on that one wall, is that, can we do that? I mean, it's just trying to find little simple things. And like I said, wording, when we're going out there, maybe we need to find a better way how to broaden their horizon about this council. What are we giving out there when we talk to people? Maybe change it up a little bit.
Yeah, Lane, I think those are good points. I think I also think that having a presence, even if we don't have a booth, you know, we could share a booth, or, you know, hand out, you know, information from someone else's booth that we, you know, we are affiliated with. I think it would help reach a broader audience than we are currently reaching. But I also wanted to comment, you know, I used the word Latinx, and I certainly did not mean that as an insult. But I think that it's important that we find language that is comfortable for everyone. And one of the reasons why I used it is the person that I'm hoping will join does identify Latinx because they are transgendered. Okay. And not using the Latino or Latina, mm-hmm. you know, which has, by language rules, has a gender attached to it. I wanted to be sensitive to that. And I think that's, to me, I think that's one of the reasons why the term is there. And I was just curious to why do some Latinos find it offensive?
Because we fought for so many decades to be recognized of who we are. And Latinx, a lot of us people out there who are culturally satisfied with the word Latinx.
Okay.
Community. So it's Latinx, kind of like what you just said, provides one specific group. We're a family. We don't consider that divided. We consider it a whole. And that's why it's kind of like a fight within the Latin community, because it's like, why do we need to bury these people? Just bring them on. You can identify as a Latino or Latino, just like the rest of us. I say Latino, and I'm not male, but I'm a Latino. So, you know, it's a unity for us. We don't like to feel like people need to be parted, to be called. So that's... We fought to be what we are today. It is just, I've done Chicano and Latino history. So it's kind of like, a cult in what we stand for. But I appreciate your feedback. I just wanted to make it out to you guys. It also stands as the Latina club. That's it, but I understand what you just said now, so it makes sense. Okay. So, what we're still talking about, do we want to move it into later to have more discussion so we can gather up thoughts about how to improve what we're giving out there to the community about this council? And like I said, wording it up, actually finding different approach and how to introduce this council might be an improvement to having to get new members, approach it differently than we have done in the past.
I think we need to start thinking about, you know, the different ways. But I think with COVID, it's difficult to make a connection when you're looking at, you know, 37 little pictures of people on the screens. I think it's a good time to brainstorm and you know, sort of firm up some ideas so that when we are able to meet in person, we can hit the ground running and not waiting until that time to start. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to say, is like, this would be a perfect time to start brain, you know, storming about, as this time is really COVID, let's just start thinking of ways to find a better solution and how to bring. I agree, that's what I was trying to say. Thank you for bringing me.
I also like JP's idea of council members reaching out to people in their circles and communities. Right. I wonder, I've been working with the council for about 4 years, which is not, which I think is not very long compared to some of you veterans on here. But in the time that I've been here, most of our new members have come from direct personal or professional connections from council members themselves. And I'm curious how effective like tabling or flyers and stuff like that has been in the past, and if, because that seems like it could be helpful, but also if we're getting most of our members through personal connections, I wonder if, like JP suggested, like, you know, talking to other council members who might have connections in the community or making an announcement at a council meeting could be another effective way of doing recruitment.
That's really good from both of them, because like here in Marin, to get better to certain areas, we have to talk to the community. Like we're connecting stronger with the Canal Alliances. And that's a really strong bit Latin community right there in the canal. So we've been trying to join up with them and trying to find better ways to connect with that group so that we can present that whole entire community better. So maybe hooking up with their organizations around the neighborhood, connecting with them can be a strong suggestion as well.
I kind of wonder if there could be some sort of, maybe not so formal, but some sort of process for folks that are really good at making the connection, but maybe possibly not really good at explaining who we are and what we do and why we're here and why the work is important, that maybe, you know, giving contact information, saying somebody will get a hold of them, and then maybe, you know, if it's not too much on council staff to reach out to folks to kind of bridge that gap of information for folks that are not as comfortable or good at explaining, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great point, JP, and that's basically that's a big part of Dave's job. So if you all do have folks in your communities that you think would be a good fit for the council or are interested in learning more about it, you can definitely feel empowered to connect them to Dave, because he would be more than happy to talk to them, and he really has the spiel down.
Yeah,
he's really good at communicating that stuff. So definitely connect folks with him.
Yeah, and which is good, because our council staff here does that too, not to put too much pressure on Dave and throw it all on his lap. But sometimes having your council support like Dave, kind of putting that icing on the cake, as I say, given, you know, because he does speak very well and does very well. That might be a very strong suggestion.
Well, I think the membership committee should be provided Dave's card. You know, we take 2, 5, whatever we want. And when we do encounter someone that we think is a good fit for our council, we just pass them Dave's card.
True.
So we have it available. I mean, we can all put it on our cell phones and pass it that way. But if he doesn't mind providing his business card, then I think that would be one option.
Yeah.
I think since we're not in person right now, a physical business card might be difficult to figure out in this moment. But I think you all should have his email and phone number. It should be on his email signature. And if any of you don't have that, you could let us know. But you definitely should feel empowered to pass that off to folks.
I think knowing that now that he's a point person is helpful.
Okay.
Like, if I should have known that, I didn't know that. And I think it would be helpful to let other folks know that as well.
Exactly. And I'm really proud right now you guys were talking about this, because it's like having to do these meetings and show up to this, like, we're membership. I know right now it's barrier, but having this conversation really kind of looks forward to when we do meet, we actually get information very well. It's very strong about having Dave and his information, knowing that we can do this, does help. Feels like we're getting a work done.
Should we add that in a full council agenda? Just a little snippet to encourage people to remember that it's Dave Jordan, the contact person, and any council members encouraged to pass that information on to whomever. I think if we gathered everyone together in a full council, I think that would be helpful. It's a standing item on the agenda for the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what's on the agenda for this month. I think depending on how packed it is or not, we could either add this as an agenda item, or it might be more appropriate as an announcement. So I'm going to email Mark and I'm going to ask him what is on the agenda. And either he can add that, or if not, Ron, I'll just copy you on the email. So then if there's not space for that on the agenda, that would be a great opportunity for you to maybe do a little recruitment outreach.
Where are our council committee co-chairs?
Yeah, or from the co-chairs would be great too. So I will do that. And this, I think we can always also revisit the topic of recruitment at any and every membership meeting. Because you all are raising important points, and it is an important.
And I mean, anybody that we need, there's still, I couldn't see just a regular white American or not odd consumer on this too. So we need to look at all barriers. What we need the most would be great.
Okay, so I will ask Mark about the agenda and I'll loop you in, Ron. Does anyone have anything else they want to add about recruitment? If not, then I think we might be done. Does that look right to you, Elaine?
Yeah, I'm looking. I always make a copy of the agenda, so I'm not seeing any more. Are we supposed to have a return to person meeting? Are we going to vote on today about having to come back? But I would think with the new barrier, we're not going to be doing
that. So we ended up removing that from the agenda, which we also did at community engagement last week, since, as far as I know, the surge is still pretty high with the Delta. And I believe, I don't know, Kevin, if you have any more comments on this, but it seemed like, at least based on the last meeting, we were kind of putting a hold on in-person meetings for now.
Yeah, I think that the whole department is sort of in a wait and see mode. We do expect there to be a rise with Delta, and I don't expect any of the restrictions to be loosening anytime soon.
Great.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. So that kind of puts the respect on that. Just, I thought so too. It was going to be forced to continue doing the Zoom until who knows? So if there's not nothing else, I don't think there, we already did the resource allocation. So I think we're done for today. If anybody wants to add anything to next month's meeting, there's a topic that you guys want to talk about for next month, we can do that.
We are set for the 14th.
The 14th, yes, we are. October 14th.
Okay.
So if there's nothing else to do, you guys, we need to adjourn.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone.
All right, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Be safe, everybody.
Mm-hmm.